Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking go on vacation no matter what.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
The idea of travel is definitely a hip concept. It is, you know, a millennial focal point for sure. But honestly, you know, for me, traveling has always been, I think, my secret sauce. It's really a form of escape. Even just the planning process of travel for me is something that is so unbelievably exhilarating that I think it really is almost like a form of therapy for me in a really weird way. You know, when I'm working on a tough project or an idea, I turn to researching locations, hotel, Airbnb, all of these different sites to, I don't know, unlock something in my brain. It's like the idea of going on vacation makes me almost more excited than the actual act of going on a vacation. Don't get me wrong. I love, you know, going to new places. But for me, I think it's just the excitement around not only, you know, exploring someplace different, but thinking about all of the adventures that I would have in that place and all the things that I would really learn about myself. And I think that's why it's so important to go on a vacation no matter what. And, you know, I'm always asked, well, how do I go on a vacation if, you know, I'm struggling to pay my bills or I'm living paycheck to paycheck? And really what I have found after years and years and years and years of traveling is that you can have almost no money and still be able to have an amazing vacation. It might look different than somebody who is flush with cash, but you can still have the same experiences. You can still have that escape that you need to, that you need so badly, so that you can recharge, so that you can get creative again, so that you can really, I think, discover things in yourself that are going to help you, you know, stay motivated with life. Because let's be real, this thing called life, it is not exactly easy. I don't know if you've noticed that yet or if you've had experiences that have been challenging to you, but I have found the longer and longer that I go on with life that it's just, it doesn't get easier. It gets harder, it gets more expensive. You know, you struggle with a lot of things and it's tough. So, you know, having that opportunity when you can go on a vacation and you can relax, you can unplug, you know, whatever it is for you, I think is so critically important to our just evolution as people. And, you know, I love traveling so much that I even call our budget the travel itinerary. So for me, the word budget, it's still, even as like a money professional, it still does something wonky in my head. And, you know, I'm like, oh God, I got to do our budget. But something really clicked for me like years ago when I changed the name of our budget to travel itinerary. So we use an Excel document to budget and, you know, keep track of all of our spending. And so literally when I'm, you know, every week going to it, there's something so exciting to me about the process of, you know, through tracking our expenses, through finding all these cool and unique ways to save, we're able then to like reroute that money towards different trips that we want to take. And, you know, somebody looked at me like really crazy a couple of years ago when I suggested that, and then they tried it and it was like this revolutionary thing for you. I'm telling you, this mind over matter piece with your money is so powerful. Like you don't even know how powerful it is. And you could literally be, you know, one mind shift away from being able to achieve so many different things. And so I'm just so super excited that you're taking time to listen to this podcast. If you're a regular listener, I can't thank you enough. I hope that you're getting, you know, some immense value out of this podcast and not just, you know, turning in to hear me babble every day on about money, even though that's, you know, important, but I hope that you're really getting something and it's like helping you have some meaningful changes in life. So back to travel, because it is absolutely my favorite subject. I could spend literally hours researching travel. It's, dare I say, like an addiction. It's hard for me to spend minutes sometimes working on something that I know I have to get done. But when I'm travel researching, it's like complete escapism. I don't know if you have something like that in your life where when you're doing that particular thing, I guess I could call travel researching a hobby, although it seems like a very strange hobby because I'm not burning calories and I'm not necessarily learning anything new, but it is a hobby, I guess you could say. So I don't know if you have something in your life like that where when you do it, you feel like this complete release and, you know, just in this whole other zone. I think it's really cool when, you know, you can find those little secret places in your life where, you know, something that you can turn to, I don't know, de-stress, to get away from it all. And it didn't hit me that this was a special talent that I had until years ago when I traveled to Paris. I was in search of finding the really unique things that you could do in the city. And I found this really cool underground supper club. Well, it wasn't underground. It was actually in somebody's Parisian apartment, but it was myself and 12 other strangers from around the world sitting around a table, enjoying a home-cooked 10-course meal with drinks, by the way. I don't think I've ever been as drunk as I was that night. It was a bad thing, but it was spaced out over, 5 hours, but I'm a complete lightweight. So, but it was one of those experiences that you just can't explain. It's not like going to a restaurant. It's being in somebody's home, having them cook you a meal, and then sharing stories with all of these complete strangers. Well, when I got home from that trip and shared that experience, all my friends were like, "How in the world did you find out about that?" And I'm like, "Well, I just researched unique experiences in Paris and kept digging until I found what I wanted, I just found it." And I think what that unlocked in me was this thought that this really is like a secret talent of mine, but that I can also help teach people how to do this themselves, and more importantly, how to find these unique experiences and not spend a ton of cash. Because my motto always is, if you listen to this podcast enough, you know this, that you should not have to spend all your cash, even if you have it, in order to do all the things that you want in life. Because the secret that I have learned through working with people who have massive amounts of money is that they're very resourceful and that they leverage their money in such a way that they're not always spending their money, or if they do have to spend their money, they're spending it in a really smart way. So it's not about, like having $5,000 to go on vacation and spending all that $5,000. It's about finding a way to have that same or very close to same experience, and maybe spending $3,000 and using that extra $2,000 to go towards something that's actually growing your wealth. But that's, again, just a bit of a mind shift. And, I think this idea of travel was so important to us that's why we dedicated a whole day of the podcast just to travel, because I think you learn so much about yourself and a new place. And even the stuff that you don't like about traveling changes you. I mean, I think about the stuff that really frustrates me about traveling. We just got back from a trip to New York, and, flying coast to coast is an all-day excursion. And I find that the actual act of traveling, so getting packed, parking your car, going through security, waiting at the airport, having to spend way too much to buy water at the airport, all of those sort of things, it makes me more patient and tolerant and accepting of people, because you're in these situations where nobody really wants to be in that situation, but you have to be in that situation in order to get where you want to go. And so it's just, to me, a really cool, I think, way to push your boundaries and to test you before you even actually have gone out on that trip. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, EarnIt provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. EarnIt is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the EarnIt app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use EarnIn in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. And, you know, we always try to take one big trip a year and then a bunch of smaller ones. And for us, it's hard because we work on a lot of these trips, and I'm using work in air quotes because I know it's enjoyable work, but we're still working. We're doing interviews. We're talking to people. You know, we're covering a city, all these different things. But I think traveling is so important, especially as a couple. For me, it was just really important to find someone that loves to travel as much as I do. And I did. I mean, Jeff will go anywhere with me anytime, and thank God we travel well together. That's really important. I think there are a couple of things that you should always have to do as a couple to kind of like test the relationship. And one of them is you should absolutely have to go on a trip together, preferably something where it really tests your boundaries, like traveling internationally where you're not going to sleep for 24 hours, just to see how you manage as a couple before you actually commit to a long-term relationship. Because if you can't figure out how to work together in tough situations, and you know, traveling is going to push your boundaries. It's going to make you tired. It's going to make you cranky. You know, your stomach might be gassy from all the freaking carbs that you have to eat just to, you know, get some substance. I don't know why airports and planes don't believe in protein very much, but that's a whole other podcast episode. Could somebody please create a line of food for the airplane that is actually decent and that you want to eat? Can somebody that's listening to this podcast, please, please do that for me? It would make me so incredibly happy. But anyway, learning to travel as a couple is, it's like a therapy session that you don't even know you're having, but you have to figure out how to do it together. So I have found that there are just so many different ways to travel on any budget. And if you're somebody listening that you want to travel, but you're living paycheck to paycheck, you're probably thinking like, yeah, right, Shauna, I can't figure out how to make it work. But I promise you, I have traveled on the most microscopic budgets. And then I've also traveled on much, much bigger budgets. You know, whether it's staying in luxury hotels or, you know, tiny houses or yurts or camping, whatever it may be, I feel personally that money just isn't an excuse not to travel and not to allow yourself that escape. But I've also found that luxury can be done on a really tiny budget with creativity. And I think that's probably the most important money lesson about anything you do, again, is to figure out how you can have the same experience that you want to have, but maybe spend a quarter less of your budget or, you know, 20% less than the amount you've saved, some amount of money that is not blowing the entire amount of money, and then do something really powerful with that excess. Invest it or pay off debt or, you know, put it towards your next travel escape that you want to have. Just something that helps propel you forward, because I think that gives you a framework for thinking about everything that you do and every amount of money that you spend every single day. It really does change and shift you in ways that it's super hard for me to explain, but you know, finding small ways to save, it makes a difference. But you've got to have, I have found, a dedicated travel savings account to route those savings to, or it won't add up. So if you say, well, I'm going to cut back, you know, instead of going to get coffee 5 days a week, I'm going to cut back to 3 days a week. And those extra 2 days, I'm going to start saving that money towards my travel fund. Well, in my experience, if you leave that extra 2 days of money in your bank account, it is going to vanish through the black hole of black holes where all money seems to vanish and go, and we absolutely cannot find it again. You have to take that money out of your bank account and put it into your savings account. It's the only way that's going to guarantee you that that cash is actually there, actually, really actually there when you want to travel. And there are so many little ways to save every day, even if you're the type of person where the thought of trying to figure out all these ways to save makes you nauseous, because there are people out there like that. And that's totally cool. You know, I mean, it takes some time and some figuring to figure out ways you can save. But there are lots of like little things that turn into big amounts of money. Like, for instance, we just had this like epiphany the other day after months of me researching that we are paying entirely too much for DirecTV, like a ridiculous amount of money every single month. And so I think we're going to actually go with the Hulu TV, which still costs money, but it will end up saving us well over $100 a month. Well, $100 a month is like $1,200 a year. That is a lot of cash that we're already used to spending that we can just reroute towards our travel fund. And so I think, again, it's being creative, but travel is expensive for sure. I'm never going to tell you that it's not expensive, because it is. And I find that airfare is one of the biggest costs these days. But there are some good tricks. So I'll have a lot of this stuff in the show notes if you're interested. The credit card game for sure is real. If you got a good credit score, and let's reverse, if you don't know your credit score, please do me a favor, find your credit score out. You can find it for free so many places. You can go to Credit Sesame, you can go to Credit Karma, you can go to annualcreditreport.com. Just find out what your credit score is, because once you know the score, then you can make powerful changes to your credit profile in order to better your score. Because the better your score, the better offers for credit cards you're going to get. And while yes, a lot of the travel credit cards, they have annual fees. I totally understand that. But if you can really work the credit card game, you can get far more benefits than that silly little annual fee. And you can also get that fee waived. Now, I'm not going to say this very loud because I don't want very many people to know this, but you can actually call the credit card companies and you can negotiate away that annual fee. I swear to you, I do it myself and it works. And it doesn't take anything more than just asking, hey, I really like your credit card, but I hate this silly annual fee. Is there any way I can get this waived? Otherwise, I think I'm going to have to cancel this card and go to a different credit card. It's something very simple like that. There's such great websites out there like The Points Guy. I'm going to link him in the show notes. He has article after article after article about how to play the credit card game in order to score free travel. They call it travel hacking, but you know, there's lots of different ways you can do this depending on your comfortability and also your credit score. And there are so many sites to find the best price for airfare. Don't just sell for the first price that you get. There are sites like HipMonk and Google Flights and Momondo, discount airlines like Wow Air, where you can really score some amazing deals. My tip, though, is always to at least check 2 to 3 sites before you book your airfare, plus the actual airline's website, just to make sure that you're getting the best deal. Because a lot of these, you know, Expedias and different travel sites, they'll give you a really low fare price. But then when you go to book your plane ticket, you'll find like, okay, it doesn't cover my seat, so now I got to pay to upgrade my seat. It doesn't cover my bag, now I got to pay to get a bag included. You know, all of those like stupid, silly little fees. So you just want to make sure that you checked everywhere just to make sure you're getting the best deal. And then you can actually call the hotel directly and ask for their best rate and any other freebies that they can throw in. I always find that the lowest price I can get anywhere is when I actually call the hotel directly. And then if I find a deal, they're always willing to price match and better the price, you know, because they want you to book directly through them. And so I think, you know, we live in a world now where we want to like email and do everything mobily and indirectly, but sometimes calling, especially a hotel, you're going to be amazed at the deal that you're going to get. And, you know, I think another great suggestion is, why not ask for travel points or travel cash as gifts for birthday and for Christmas and all of those holidays instead of the crap that you don't really need or want? I mean, if you have a desire to travel, if you even have just a fraction of the love of traveling like I do, you know, finding creative ways like that for you to beef up your travel savings account, it's just going to get you there faster and it's going to allow you to, you know, escape quicker. But I think, you know, allowing yourself to travel dream and to travel escape and not feeling limited by your budget or your situation is really important. Again, there's so much to learn out there and the world really needs you to spread your ideas. They need to see more of you. We need more love. We need more exploration. We need people that are getting outside of their boundaries and their comfort zones in order to understand how people in the world works so that we can all be more united. I mean, there's never been a time in my lifetime, probably not in your lifetime either, where we have been so divisive, and especially in the United States, where there's just so much hatred that's coming back into our society and it's bubbling to the surface. And it's really hard to watch and see. And I think, you know, making travel a priority allows you to look at people in a different lens, through a different view, than maybe you would if you just stayed in your own home, in your own comfort place. So I want to encourage you, to do what you can to find extra savings, to find creative ways. Go in with a friend, start a club with your friends called a travel club, or maybe you pull together money and you pull together resources and you just find a way to do it, to go out there and explore. And don't be frustrated by your budget. Don't be frustrated by your debt. Sometimes life is about making choices. Maybe your student loans get paid off 3 or 4 months later, but you had an amazing experience of going out and traveling somewhere around the world. And that's what you needed at that point in your life. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, hey, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a 5-star review.